This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Should we recite the Fatiha with the Imam or not? This is a different opinion. Scholars differed depending on the many hadith, but one of them is لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بأم الكتاب. The salah, there is no salah, or that person, as if he or she did not perform salah if they did not read al-Fatiha. But then there is an ayah, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. When the Quran is being recited, you need to listen to it. So when the Imam is reading al-Fatiha, and that's a Quran, I need to listen. So the scholars combine these two, and I think I prefer this opinion, where they say, if the salah was salatun jahriya, if the prayer you are performing behind the Imam is one of those salah that the Imam will read loud. So if it is a Fajr salah, or if it is a Maghrib Salah, or if it's an Isha Salah, evening, sunset Salah, or the morning Salah, then you actually listen because the Imam is reading. Then most of the Imams will give you a break. They call it a sakta. After he recites Al-Fatiha, there is a time. In that time, the Ma'mum, the person who's following the Imam, read Al-Fatiha as quick as he can. Once the Imam starts reciting the surah that he is planning to recite, then you start listening again. While in the not jahri salah, or the salatul khafita, the salah that is not, Imam will not read loud, then yes, we have to read the al-Fatiha, everyone, including the Imam, but we read it because he is reading silently and we will read silently.